Okay, so last week I discussed the basics of the bracha of Baruch Sheptarani, the bracha that we say when a boy becomes a bar mitzvah, based on the midrash in last week's parasha. I just want to touch on two points we didn't discuss last week. One is the question of whether or not the bracha has to be said, whether you say it b'shem or malchus or something or not, something we discussed last week, but whether it should be said b'tzibur. We know in general we say it. Right after the bar mitzvah boy lanes or has maftir, we say it in shul during the time of Kriyas HaTorah, but is that absolutely necessary? What happens if, you know, you're not there, or what happens if you, you know, delay the bar mitzvah, right? You delay the bar mitzvah, delay the laning, right? It's, you know, this happens a lot. The child becomes a bar mitzvah in the middle of the summer. All his friends are going to be away, so you push the actual party and the laning till the fall. So should you say the bracha earlier? Do you have to wait till the child actually gets up? Do you need a minyan? What's the halacha? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva on Chelek Zayin, a tshuva Chav Gimel, where he has a back and forth of Rev Deblitsky, who argued that there is no reason that you should need a minyan. I mean, after all you're saying is Baruch Sheptarani, Me'an Shoshel Zer, right? You're saying, thank God that either I'm not responsible for his educating him anymore, or he won't be punished on my behalf. But why should you need a minyan? Right? It's not a Davar Shebikdusha. There seems to be no reason to need a minyan. However, many of the Achronim think that's not true, and they say you dafka need a minyan. The Tzitz Eliezer notes that if you look in the Tshuva, the Divrei Malkiel and Tshuva Dalet, he compares it to Birchat HaGomel. Birchat HaGomel, which is a bracha of Hodah, of thanking God after you've been saved from a dangerous situation, requires you to say it publicly, perhaps even have a Talmud Chacham in the crowd, because it's meant to publicize the miracle. So Divrei Malkiel and the Tzitz Eliezer both argue that this bracha is the same. You're making a public declaration that you're thanking God, that your son has reached this milestone, and therefore your relationship in terms of your education towards him have changed, and therefore you need to do it publicly, and therefore they endorse waiting until you have a minyan. However, the Divrei Malkiel notes that just because you need a minyan doesn't mean you need to wait till Kriyas HaTorah. You can do it anytime you have a gathering of people, and therefore he says you want to do it, you're making a Sudas Mitzvah on the day of the Bar Mitzvah, even if you're waiting till he lanes till later, but you're going to have everyone together, you're going to have a big, you know, you're going to have some sort of party, and you're going to have a minyan there the day of the Bar Mitzvah, so why not say it then? We said you need Sibur, but you don't need a Shas Kriyas HaTorah Dafka. The second question the Poskim ask is, okay, well, does the son have to be there? Again, right, your son is off at camp. He's having his bar mitzvah. He's actually becoming bar mitzvah in camp, but you're moving the party to later. So you didn't drive up to camp to be there on the day he actually becomes bar mitzvah, but you're in shul. Now there's a tzibur. It's the opposite question. There is a tzibur. You could say it in shul, but the son isn't there. Do you need the son to be there? So there's a tshuva in the Betzela Chachma, Chelek Hei, Tshuva Kof Lamed Beis, where he notes that the simple understanding would be no, you don't need the son to be there, because if you look at the two reasons that we say, the bracha of Baruch Sheptarani, one is you're thanking God that now you're no longer responsible for the chinuch of the child, or two, now that he's an adult, he's not going to be punished for your sins because he's an independent halachic person. Why does the son have to be there for you to thank God? So get up in shul, say, thank you, God. I, as a person, have reached this milestone. I'm not responsible for my son's education, but you don't need the son to be there. However, he notes that some of the Achronim add reasons that would require the son to be there. One, he notes from a few Achronim, which he likes, is simply that the bracha's nusach is shel zeh. You point to the son, which seems to imply that the son is there. And he adds that the Chassan Sofer in his Be'er Shon Shulchan Aruch, not the Chassam Sofer, but the Chassan Sofer, it's a relative of, sort of, I forget exactly how, a grandson, I think, says, well, maybe there's an added benefit, which is when you thank God that you have finished the period of Chinuch, what you're also doing is you're scaring the child a bit, right? Giving him a bit of a encouragement and said, remember, you're now an adult. You're responsible for your own actions. That level of education for the child requires him to be there, right? Because it's the flip side. Baruch Sheptarani and Shoshel Zeh. I'm no longer responsible for your education because you're an adult. You're responsible. Well, that requires the presence of the child. And therefore, the Betzela Chachman's conclusion is that while The simple read of the Rama, the Magen Avraham, is that you don't need the child there. There is a reason to have the child there, and therefore he thinks, lechatchila, you should have the son there, but the Yevet, he doesn't think it's absolutely necessary. He thinks it should be there. At the end, he has a bit of a discussion. You know, if you say it without Shem U'Malchus, you have a bit more flexibility, because you could say it twice if you want. Without Shem U'Malchus, that gets more complicated if you say it with Shem Hashem, but I'm not going to get into that discussion, because it's already time to daven. Maru.